Summer's first morn was like no other. Trimp, the roving hedgehog, wandered through the woodlands like one in a dream, drinking in the beauty of mossflower country, so different from the cold Northland coast when she had travelled. Trimp's heart felt as light as the haversack on her back as she feasted her senses on the glory of her surroundings. She halted at the edge of a ditch. Two sturdy old hedgehogs stood on a path at the other edge, grinning cheerfully. They were alike as peas in a pod. One of them called, "We'll help you across yon ditch, missy. Stay there." Taking a few paces back, Trimp winked cheekily at the pair. "Nay, you stay there. I'll help myself." With a short run and a hop, she dug her long ash stave in the bank and pole vaulted neatly across. Both hedgehogs wriggled furiously until their back spikes rattled, an ancient hog form of applause. Trimp immediately took a liking to the jolly pair. "Good sirs, I'm called Trimp the Rover."
"Ma'am, I'm called Ferdy, and that fattens my brother Cogs, both of Redwall Abbey."
Cogs pointed to Ferdy's ample stomach.
"I ain't as fat as old Ferdy, am I, Miss Trimp?"
She giggled. "You're as tubby as one another." Ferdy and Cogs exchanged wry glances.
"Do you think she could help pull a log?"
"Of course I can pull logs," said Trimp. "But I'm feeling very slender today, owing to the fact that I've an empty haversack on my back, so towing logs means payment in food."
"We'll have to feed her," said Ferdy. "Only when we get back to Redwall, though," said Cogs. "Then she can tuck into victuals till she's like the two of us'n's put together. So is it a bargain, ma'am?"
Trimp banged the stave butt down on the path decisively.
"Done. Lead me to your log, friends."
It wasn't a very big log. They attached ropes and pulled. The wood slid easily along the dewy grass of the path side.
"When we gets round this bend in the path," said Cogs, "you'll see Redwall, Trimp. 'Tis going to be a great abbey, but it ain't properly built yet. Martin reckons 3 more seasons should see the main abbey building showing its spire top."
Trimp suddenly stopped pulling and smote her forehead.
"Of course. I've heard other travellers mention the great red stone building in Mossflower. You say there's a Martin there. Is he a mouse, son of Luke the Warrior?"
"Could be," said Cogs.
"No beast knows much about our Martin. He keeps his past fairly quiet. Looky there, ma'am. That's Redwall Abbey, see?"
Trimp's eyes grew wide with wonder. The abbey reared out of the forest, fashioned from mighty blocks of red sandstone. There was a high perimeter wall with battlements and a broad walkway behind them. Visible above this outer wall, the main building stood 2/3 finished. Mice, moles, squirrels, otters, hedgehogs and voles laboured busily all over the structure. Trimp cocked a head as a hollow booming sound echoed out.
"What's that noise?"
Cogs winked at her and patted his stomach.
"That's the call for lunch. We're just in time."
Trimp followed Ferdy and Cogs to the orchard, where tables and benches were laid in an open square. The travelling hogmaid couldn't wrench her eyes from the food. Cauldrons of fresh vegetable soup steamed savoury aromas around new oven-baked bread, cheeses ranging from deep yellow to pale cream and studded with nuts, celery and herbs were placed between heaped trays of woodland salads, small tarts showed the rich hues of damson, apple, blackberry and greengage through their pastry lattice tops. Jugs and pitchers of ale, fruit cordial and cold mint tea were being brought to the tables by servers. Ferdy led her round to the table nearest to the abbey. A huge ancient badger bent with the weight.